And you're very welcome to the launch of Catholic Schools Week 2010, and also to the inauguration of the Catholic Schools Partnership. Your Eminence, Deputy Quinn, and friends. Just a few words before we begin. Thank you for coming along. It's a very great gathering we have here this morning. And just to briefly to remind ourselves that today is the Feast of St. Thomas Aquinas, whom we know, of course, spent his life in the service of faith and truth. And we are happy that it is on this day we're gathered and that we put ourselves under his patronage. Just one other thing I'd like to say before we begin is to remember Brother John Heenahan, who recently departed this life and who made such an enormous contribution to Catholic schools and education in the country. He was a founder member of this place as a retreat centre. He was very instrumental in the beginnings of the Education Commission in Corrie. He was in catechetics in Mount Oliver and had very senior positions in leadership in his order. I knew him personally very, very well. He was a wonderful man. We remember him with great grace and we pray for him, pray for his eternal salvation. And we know that he is gathered with us today as we are here for this lovely day. So without further ado now, I'd just like to introduce our first speakers, who is Bishop Leo O'Reilly and Sister Elizabeth Maxwell, co-chairs of the Strategic Task Group for Catholic Education, and under whose guidance the work that we are enjoying and are celebrating today took place. So I'm delighted to welcome, first of all, Bishop Leo, who will welcome us here, and then Sister Elizabeth.
Received
from our founder. Catholic schools bring light to each generation of pupils and to society. They enable men and women to play their part in contributing to the common good. Catholic schools offer the contemporary world the values and insights of the Gospel of Christ. We have an ambitious programme for this morning, and I want to thank the Steering Committee of Catholic Schools Week 2010, who organised this event and coordinated the preparation of the excellent resources which have been circulated to schools and to parishes. I have already heard many very positive comments about those resources. I hope that today's celebrations will encourage us as we embark on the week of celebrating Catholic schools. I now invite Sister Elizabeth to speak.
Dioceses and congregations. And Catholic Schools Week celebrates an extraordinary commitment by a host of people to the education of the young. Finally, I offer a special welcome to the young pupils here on my right who are here today to sing and to pray with us. And we thank you, the students, and your teachers who accompany you. And finally, we thank the Irish Christian Brothers who are our hosts in the Emmaus Centre here today. And I pray that this day will give us encouragement in our commitment to Catholic schools. And now we're going to take some time to pray and reflect.